River NRD Board of Directors meeting. Please stand for Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I might add, if you've seen flags that have staff, our sympathies goes out to Officer Herrera down in Lincoln, who lost his life in the line of duty. So please continue your prayers for his family and salute the blue. Notification Open Meetings Act. Copy of the act is posted on the back door, the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning the agenda for tonight's meeting, I'd like to announce the procedure that we used for this meeting with respect to each agenda item. Directors will hear the subcommittee chairperson's report with their proposals and recommendations, and the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairperson. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask the public not to interrupt the director's discussion and action. Form call, please.
Begley.
Here.
Bradley.
Here.
Conley.
Here.
Fowler.
Here.
Grunwald.
Here.
Jeff.
Here.
McCormick.
Here.
Sapinski.
Here.
Teaser.
Here.
Weiss.
Here.
Here. Item 4, adoption agenda.
So moved.
Moved by Teaser, seconded by Bradley. Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Grunwald.
Jeff. Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Sapinski.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Weiss. Begley.
Yes.
And chairperson.
Yes. Item 5, adoption of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Teaser, seconded by Fred Conley. Roll call.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Sapinski.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Weiss.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes. I have here affidavits of notice of this meeting been duly published in the World Herald and other places, according to the requirements. Item 8, agency reports, presentations. 8A, Natural Resource Conservation Report, Andy Bonenkamp. Is Andy here?
Written report.
Written report, and it's very brief. It's in your binder under the tab accordingly. Item B, NARD, Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NARD Board of Directors will be meeting September 28th and 29th in Kearney. Again, this is there will be no displays and no actual convention. This is simply a meeting of the directors due to the virus. And that concludes my report.
All right, hope you don't run into any snow. Item C, legislative report, written report. Do you have another one?
No, they obviously they provide us one daily. Nothing different than what they
talk about. Is there any director not getting those reports emailed by John? Thank you. Subcommittee reports, item 9, PPO, Director Fred Conley, 9A.
Be it resolved, the commands of the separate programs projects accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby. 9.81 HDR Engineering Phase 2. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute number 6 to the not to exceed amount of $1,882,782.
Public comments. Directors. Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Ruiz.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Yes.
To amendment to Lower Platte River Consortium interlocal agreement. Recommendation that the general manager be subject to changes deemed necessary by the approval as
any public comments? Staff, directors.
Does this obligate us in any way, shape, or form to pay something on a yearly basis then, upcoming, or what's our obligation to this?
Other obligation than our
for a year, is it, or definitely?
One year.
All right, thank you.
All
right, thank you.
Cool. Huh?
What'd you say, sir?
Director Grunewald.
Thank you. John, just a quick clarification for legal counsel. What is the legal backing behind an interval? Somebody doesn't want to contribute. How do we get the they're in with the bargain, and you can go after them.
The Lower Platte River Corridor Alliance, for example, which was the Papio, Lower Platte South, and Lower Platte North, Lower Platte North decided they were done with it. And under the interlocal, they can bow away, and the coalition disbanded. And so just...
Bills, who takes care of the bills that because falls to the rest of the remaining, whether it be one or
in general terms.
So it has to be. Determination on how you walk away and the
recourses. Roll call.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Sapinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Weiss.
Yes.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes. Mr. Conley, Director Conley, item B, FPL, Director Rich Stuser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We resolve the minutes of the September 8, 2020 meeting of the FPL subcommittee are hereby accepted and incorporated in the minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. One, Pappy Missouri River NRD FY 2021 tax levy adoption of budget. Recommendation that the following resolution be adopted. Be it resolved, the board of directors of the Pappy NRD, that the attached budget document incorporated herein and reference showing total requirements of $110,873,773.47 as follows. Operation budget $103,818,832.47. Project and operation cash reserve, $7,004,941. Uninsured liability sinking fund, $50,000. And tax and property tax requirements, $27,566,059.75. $23,119,756.85 general, and $4,446,302.90 bond. Be it is hereby adopted as a fiscal year 2021 budget of the FAPUL NRD. Whereas Nebraska Revised Statute 77-1601.02 provides the property tax request for the prior year shall be the property tax request for the current year for purposes of the levy set by the County Board of Equalization, unless the government body of the FAPUL NRD passes by majority vote a resolution or ordinance setting the tax request at a different amount. And whereas the special public hearing held on September 8, 2020, as required by law to hear the considered the comments concerning the property tax request, and whereas it is in the best interest of the FAPUL NRD that the property tax request for the current year be different amount than the property tax request for the prior year, now therefore be it resolved the Board of Directors of the FAPUL Missouri River NRD by majority vote resolved that one, that FY 2021 property tax request be set at $27,566,059.75, $23,119,756.85 general, and $4,446,302.90 bond. Two, the total assessed value of property differs from last year's total assessed value by 7.06%. Three, the tax rate, which would levy the same amount of property taxes as last year when multiplied by the new total assessed value of property, would be 0.034918 for $100 of assessed value. Four, the FAPUL NRD proposes to adopt a property tax request that will cause its tax rate to be 0.03490 for $100 of assessed value. Five, based on the proposed property tax request, the changes in the revenue and total operating budget of the FAPUL NRD will decrease from last year by 3.93%. And six, that a copy of this resolution be certified and forwarded to the county clerks within the district prior to September 20th, 2020, and I so move.
Director T, is there any public comments? F. Petrus. Director Weiss.
Yes. I would like to open up part of the budget for discussion.
Oh. Which part?
Pardon?
Which part?
What I've got here is part of the stuff that from the other night that we got. You guys all got a copy of this Tuesday.
I don't know what you're
it's
referring
part of the
to.
Paperwork from lots of
the general public?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And there's a column here that I've looked at, and I went over it and looked at it several times, and I think there's room on this to take just a flat 10% off the top of each one of these items in this column. And the total column item is $5,381,800. And I think there's room if we just took a flat 10% off the top of that, off all these, you know, we're probably looking at $530,000. And there's some stuff on here that, for example, you have what's called a, on page 4 of 46 on your paperwork, necessary cash revenue budget, or called, yeah, necessary cash reserve budget, that number is 500,000. And so if you reduce this by 530, you still got the 500,000 reserve, which from what I'm looking at doesn't get touched. So why have it if it doesn't, if you don't need it, when you've already got reserves right here for the same amount? So that's my question to the board members. If we drop this 530,000, it's not going to hurt anything. Nothing's going to get hurt. It's just we save some dollars.
Yes, Like I said, here on page four, if you want to look, page four.
Page four of the budget?
For the cash reserve on your, on the NRD budget. They've got a $500,000 cash reserve budget that never gets messed with anyway.
So, is your question, why do we have that in the reserve?
Well, what it is you can drop this 10% because you took out your reserve for the same amount. We're doubling our dollars.
Could I request that the general manager address this?
Yes, the $500,000 reserve is what you would consider a rainy day fund. So the state has a rainy day fund that's got, I think it's $400 or $500 million in it. City of Omaha has a rainy day fund with multiple millions of dollars in it. What the intent of a reserve fund is, in case there would be a situation where you need to cover expenses. So the $500,000 reserve fund does not cover a month's worth of expenses for the district. So we are woefully inadequate in our reserve fund. This should actually be $1.5 million or $2 million. So if you trim $500,000 from, say, you have a reserve, well, you don't have a reserve anymore. So you're taking from all these categories, which I don't know what categories you're discussing. And so you can't just go into a budget and willy-nilly go across the board and cut 10% from anything and everything. You have specific interlocal agreements, which were discussed with Senator Grunwald. There are certain other cost shares and possibly in those categories. So you have to be very specific. You just don't go in and just cut a flat amount, because there's other maybe parts of that expenditure that you need. But the $500,000 reserve is, again, it's woefully inadequate, and it should be even higher, but we keep it at that minimum just because of budgeting concerns. So I would say that you're cutting into your rainy day fund if you eliminate that account.
Thank you, John. Mr. Weiss.
Well, we're talking $500,000 here on a budget, operating budget of $103 million and a project operation, another $7 million and things. I mean, if $500,000 is going to be missed somewhere that we can't figure out, that we can't come up with $500,000 somewhere to make this work. And here's my next question. How often is that reserve used?
Pardon?
How often is it used?
The reserve?
The definition of a reserve is hopefully you never have to use it, although we've seen in 2019 that things can go south very, very quickly. And so we would have probably relied on that fund if we didn't have the ability to pay for a lot of the first responses to the flood. It could be overtime, it could be equipment, it could be materials. So to have a reserve, because you use it, doesn't mean you don't have a reserve. I think most of us probably have savings accounts, and we try not to dip in there unless it's absolutely necessary, and you save that for a certain contingency, like your air conditioner goes bad or whatever that may be, your car breaks down. So that's the intent of a reserve fund. Because you use it, doesn't mean you eliminate it. It's a little bit of an insurance policy, and it's a very weak one at that.
You guys might be misunderstanding. I'm not saying take the reserve away.
Well, what are you saying? You said take it away. That's what you did say.
But take 10% across the board here, which is $530,000 off of probably 25 items here, 25 different items.
Let me remind you.
And so it's a diluted amount, okay? And if you need to do something, you still got your reserve. My point is this. Well, look, the way I see it was we're doubling our double, and we're not only doing maximum cost here, but we're doing a reserve of another $500,000 that I don't think we need.
General Manager Winkler just said we need a reserve for certain purposes.
I understand that, but Chairman,
you said we don't need it, then we need it.
I'm not saying that the reserve, it goes away. It stays on here. Leave the $500,000 on there. What I'm saying is come over here and do a reduction of 10% across the board on these charges here, which if we looked at it, I think we could very easily do that by looking at them. I don't think it's going to hurt
me. I think I can answer that. So Mr. Weiss is going off of the assumption that the information provided on Tuesday was accurate. We would counter that, says that we obviously budgeted those funds in those categories because we felt that it was appropriate and we needed those funds. So you're going off an assumption that we don't need those funds in those categories. And we are saying, as your management and as your staff, we budget what we need.
So if you go in there, if you're going off just of what someone's opinion is, then that may cause some difficulties.
I made a motion to end debate.
Pardon?
Make a motion to end debate.
He had his hand up simultaneously. So let's see what Grunewald has to say.
Couple of points. What John was referring to from Sean was the stuff we got the other night. It has the yellow column and it has the big line items. $1,000 savings. Now you come up and you say it's somebody's opinion. I've asked for information to support your opinion.
Excuse me.
We're charged with approving a budget and then getting and reviewing it. We can't do it without the details to go into this. So we're caught with this controversy of a general manager going through the process as he's supposed to do. We don't have a double check, which is part of the law.
We don't have a what?
A double check service.
A double check?
Because we approve and then we review. That's our power as a board. That hasn't changed. So when it comes to reviewing, we have the right and obligations or duty to review the details. And I haven't been getting the details at the question for the board. Because we all need to sit here, like John just he threw up a great idea about the details behind. Challenge our staff because that is how we get to the best question. We ask those questions. Hey, maybe we don't need it in A, but maybe we can do it in B. But this is only done if the information take care of business moves.
Any other comments, Director? Director Spinchy.
Motion to reduce, you know, all the line items here. But it was the one that Sean for for fiscal year 2021 budget items, draft 2, professional services. It's identified by the highlighted, and it has on the right column the 2020 versus over.
Hey, before you continue, Mr. Reese, I don't have anything in front of me. What the heck you're talking about. So, we got a problem there. You said a minute ago, without validating, I can't validate as a voting board member what the hell you're talking about. And I don't know if any other directors, I don't know if any of the directors have what they have in front of them. We got it on Tuesday. I don't have it here. It's not part of the agenda. So, if you have an issue on the budget, we're talking about the budget. If you have a particular line item that you would want to reduce, we always have that flexibility to look at different line items and vote on them. Now, if you're saying en masse, some number that Mr. Winkler, who developed the budget along with a very competent staff, has issues with the validity of that handout, I sure as hell ain't going to vote for it because it'd have to be analyzed. And as John said a minute ago, The analysis, it has to be accurate, and it's not accurate the way it was presented. It was presented to us as over-budgeting. That's a term that doesn't exist. So with that, Director Sapinski has a hand up.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Directors, we've had access, and we've been working on this budget for 2 months. We have unfettered access to John Winkler, Gene Tate, Nicole, all of them. I don't understand how at this point there's a question about one item on this budget that you bring some document in that's not even vetted by anyone. We've been working on this for 2 months.
Sir.
Are you talking to me?
I was talking to you.
Are you done?
I'm done. We need to get going.
Do you have your hand raised?
I will second.
Okay. Director Teaser,
I made a motion to end debate. It was being seconded by...
Question's been called to cease debate on the budget. Let's vote on ending the discussion. Then we'll vote on the budget. We have to vote on any discussion.
I just had one point I was going to make.
Can't do it.
We, that's... No, it's a roll call. I'm sorry.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Weiss.
No.
Chairperson.
Yes. We'll call on the budget.
Are there any other comments we can make it or not?
Just voted to end debate.
I thought it was a debate on his question. Wasn't that a debate on his question?
No, you can't debate calling the question. Sorry. So when you call the question, that means
we're ending debate on his item. So.
We just voted. What was the count on the ending debate?
7-3.
So we end the debate. The next move, according to Robert's rules, we vote on the original motion. So therefore, roll call on the original motion.
Yes.
Sapinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Weiss.
What was the original motion? Clarify. Okay. Thank you. Aye.
No.
Yes. Have a budget?
That concludes my report, Mr. Mayor.
Concludes your report? Item 9C, PPL, Director Frank Conley.
Oh, I'm sorry. 9C1. Be it resolved that the minutes of the September 8th subcommittee are accepted and incorporated in these minutes and following the recommendation of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Resolutions to be considered at the 2020 NARD annual meeting. Be it resolved that the voting delegate and alternate should be and is hereby authorized to vote on the 2020 resolution being considered at the recommended in the table.
All right, the original motion that presented the subcommittee said to support it. We voted to oppose, so that's the resolution. Any public comments on this item? Yeah? Directors? Director Bradley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Enlighten me a little bit of what was so much.
Well, I'd like to say I know enough, but
I think, well,
Director Teaser was a representative, he can probably be more accurate.
He's the dean of the NARD. What was your take on that?
Well, again, it was submitted by a very liberal group who, and that board is comprised heavily of university personnel, and the way it was presented that they would want the University of Nebraska to get the state funding to do the research. And so, basically, we felt they're feathering their own nest. The people sitting there saying, give us the money, we'll be the ones actually receiving the money. and, you know, it would help fund further research for the university. And, you know, frankly, climate change is a, you know, some people believe in it, others do not. And the bulk of the people at the annual conference, and this was not the January, this is going back to September in Kearney. There was nothing took place as to this at the January meeting. But at Kearney, heavily, I think it was, there were like 12 or 14 votes yes, all the others were no. So it was just overwhelming, just got slaughtered.
Could you, 12 or 14? Yeah, we're given five votes.
23 votes times five. 23 NRDs each had five votes, and it just got stopped.
Basically, one NRD that voted against
right.
22.
Well, you had five yes votes for Lower Platte South, and then a couple of NRDs. There was one vote or something. You know.
That answered.
It does help me. Clarification. I usually I teach environmental geology at UNO. I mean, to me, climate change is very real. But I guess it's just the I'm not have to maybe be able to compromise and lobby their particular proposal.
And if I could point out, I'm sorry.
You're done?
Yes.
For now.
If I could point out, this was just a recommendation to the legislature for a legislative bill. You know, the NARD, I mean, we weren't, you know, it was our recommendation to the legislature. The legislature still killed it, or didn't they? John, I don't even think it made the floor. It didn't make the bait, did it?
Didn't come out of committee.
It died, I think.
It died. It came out.
Yeah, so, you know, it's just one little segment of the big picture. Our no vote in the legislature wasn't in favor of it either.
Other directors? I'd like to kind of add on to Director Bradley. I think climate change, whatever you want to call it, we as individuals and as institutions need to take action, whatever that is. The details of this particular proposal from the Lower Platte South to make the legislature do something may or may not have been addressed as cleanly, but in a theoretical sense, the more we adopt wind energy, solar energy, and so on like that, I believe that. I don't know if Nebraska has to invest money to restudy. I think that may be part of the problem. There's a lot of studies out there, and I encourage everyone to continue to keep them at their forefront. And I'll be voting no on this because it's a principle thing for me, but I think in a practical sense, accordingly. Again, it goes as a recommendation from the NARD, which is 23 NRDs, to the future legislature. So that's this particular action. If not saying you better study how coal is ruining our environment, for example, that's not what it's voting for. And yet,
so a vote of yes means we're opposing.
Right.
Yes, a vote of yes is you're opposing.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Yes.
No.
No.
Bradley.
No.
Heller.
Yes. Means support saying no.
No.
Yes.
No. Vote. 7-4, okay. Item 10, Treasurer's Report, Director Tim Fowler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. 10A through J, be it resolved, for 3 minutes.
Is there a second on it? Director Teaser seconded. Any public discussion? Directors?
Roll call.
Teaser. Yes.
Weeks. Beckley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yep.
Conley.
Yes.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes. Well, item 11, legal update. Anything?
No update.
You, 12, chairperson's report. That's me. I've got nothing. I'm trying to think of something, but John earlier today said, "No, don't try to talk about that."
Whatever you want.
So item 13. We're so close as a center here, and the discussion earlier is when are we going to open it up. So pretty soon we'll be opening up the place for the public as COVID things get eased on. So stay tuned on that if any want to use this, come and look at this stuff. Okay, item 13, General Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've already shared with you the results from the Would You Rather Hazard Mitigation Campaign. It was a huge success compared to our past efforts at this. So we received 700 district residents who completed online surveys, and the old record was 7 in 2016. So hats off to Jen and that group and Lori for engaging the public on this, and hopefully we'll see results from that. Fire has provided an update on a contract fee for the Big Papio Levee Culverts Project Phase 2. Outlines scope items that have changed since the start of the original contract, and we included that for your review in the packet. The additional services total $6,950.82. The district has hired Kyle Madsen. He's the Papillion Creek Watershed Coordinator. This is a three-year grant, a 319 funded position. His first day was Thursday, August 27th. We also hired William Benda as our land steward. As you know, Kyle Wynn went to our rural water system, so we needed another land steward in that position. Teresa Murphy, program assistant in Thurston County Field Office, has informed me that she plans to retire September 30th, 2020. So Teresa started with the district in 1989. So we thank her for her many years of service, and we will miss her here at the NRD. Big congratulations.
Have you ever met that lady?
Teresa, when we go up to, I think she's been
met.
Has she? Well, maybe you haven't met her in a long time. She's in the Walt Hill office, but
I mean,
Teresa's been a long time.
We got employees outside of Chelco's.
Yeah.
It's
typically, you meet most of them up at when we used to do the dinner at Crampers and have our meeting up in Dakota, but I guess Teresa hasn't been there in a while. So.
Well, wish her best of luck.
We will. So.
So much.
Also, big congratulations to Director Sapinski. He received the Environmental Champion Award from Green Bellevue. So Green Bellevue said Director Sapinski dedicated efforts to improve our community and world environment, and he's giving that notice and appreciation. I think they're going to maybe try to present you the award sometime, maybe at a board meeting or another public event. So congratulations to Director Sapinski. Report on purchases, construction service, professional service, personal properties attached, as well as the current and ongoing projects with the District Legal Counsel. Watershed Partnership Subcommittee meeting scheduled for August 27th was canceled. The next meeting is September 24th. Also, we received some preliminary information from S&P and our rating. We retained our AA rating, which is the third highest, the AAA, AA plus, and AA. And that's actually an increase from AA minus, but we did that the last time we received bonds. So they're very, again, it's not a finalized report, but again, they highlighted our strong budgeting, our strong fiscal position, and our proactive management style as the reasons for the AA rating. So even during COVID, I think D.A. Davidson is seeing a lot of rating decreases. But we remained ours, retained ours, and so that's good news for not only our taxpayers, but for the district in general. And so those bonds will be, after the rating comes final tomorrow and published, they will go out to sell those bonds, and then we'll see what our total savings is on those. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. If not, thank you.
Thank you. 14 informational items. Please check your calendars accordingly. We'll be back here next month, October. Item 15, we are adjourned.